skin so gorgeous. We thank the life gorgeous.
Thank the life gorgeous. I love the life gorgeous. Its torso is so tight.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Life Gorgeous. My name is Mr. Craig Kilborn. This is where I share my magical life in hopes of improving your life. It is Solo Kilby. The focus groups say you love it. Very intimate. We get to know each other even better. I answer fan questions. Let's jump right into it. Mr. Kilborn, please tell us your thoughts on Kirk Cousins leaving the Vikings. Well, I did a post on Instagram, on my iconic Instagram. I am very, very pleased. I am relieved. Kirk was good. I liked him. He was safe. I had some issues with him. The general feeling was he was a top 15 quarterback, paid top five money. And it kind of limited us as far as salary cap space. And I'm very proud of Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah and the Wilfs for moving on. Now, I think they wanted him. It would have been safe to have him for a year or two with the rookie quarterback, but he didn't want to participate in that. He wanted a better deal, and he got one in Atlanta. That's fine. The Vikings have always been good. I saw them play in 1970s when I grew up in Hastings, Minnesota. They were in three Super Bowls. They were in a fourth that I didn't see against the Kansas City Chiefs in the late 60s, but I saw Fran Tarkenton lose three Super Bowls, and we've always been talented. Randy Moss, Adrian Peterson, Chris Carter, now Justin Jefferson. We've always had talent. We've always been good. Unlike some of my friends who are Jets fans, they won one Super Bowl and they've been bad for a long time. We've always been good, but not great, or not great enough to win a Super Bowl. And it's about fighting the good fight. It's about trying. So we're now going to try to find a quarterback, which is obviously a crapshoot. You saw what the Bears did. They traded up to get Trubisky. They eschewed drafting Patrick Mahomes. Then Trubisky didn't work out. They went for Justin Fields. Now they're probably going to go Caleb Williams. That's the process. I can handle the Vikings taking a step backwards. We always seem to get about seven wins. Some of the fans are panicking that Kirk is gone. I am so proud of the front office for saying, we're not going to pay this guy that much money, and we're going to try to do our job and draft a quarterback. And let's see if it's J.J. McCarthy or Drake May, or who it is. We don't know how they're going to maneuver up there, but at least they're trying. I'll tell you what bothered me with Kirk. Very accurate passer. I just see so many guys who are more mobile in the pocket, quicker, stronger, faster. I watch highlights of Sam Darnold. He's a better athlete. He moves better in the pocket. Doesn't mean he's any good, but I'm pulling for Sam Darnold. I like underdogs. He's got talent. Now he's got KOC. Let's see how it unfolds. And then when he's bad, I'll say, let's move on. But this is the process. This is what you have to do. The other thing that makes me laugh a little bit, I did this joke a few years ago, is, you know, Kirk gets all this money and he doesn't know how to spend it. I mean, I said a couple of years ago when he signed his second deal, would you rather watch Baker Mayfield go out for dinner and spend money, or Kirk Cousins? I'd rather watch Baker Mayfield. What I'm saying is some people are more charismatic and fun. Kirk's a nice guy, little square. If there was a reality show and there was a camera, this is another way to put it. Take Warren Buffett, take Bill Gates, take Steve Ballmer. You have those guys. Do you want to watch those guys go bar hopping, or you want to watch Kilby go bar hopping? You got a camera on Steve Ballmer, a camera on me. Who do you want to watch? And you can say Steve. But what I'm saying is some people are more fun and more charismatic than others. I think I would be more entertaining bar hopping, whining and dining than the other guys. And that's kind of the key to the life gorgeous. Sometimes it's hard to articulate it. Next question. Let's see if I have anything else. Gregors. Tell us what you're watching. I always enjoy that. Well, sometimes there are droughts, especially during the NBA season, because I watch my Timberwolves all the time. And when they win over coffee, I rewatch the fourth quarter, sometimes the entire second half, the next day. So I don't see a lot of, not watching as many television shows and movies, but there is a show that I finally watched after numerous friends said, you got to see it. I think you'd like it. And that is Slow Horses with Gary Oldman. Took me a while. And then I watched it, thoroughly enjoyed it. Watched all three seasons. There's a fourth obviously coming up. Clever writing. Gary Oldman, of course, is in The Darkest Hour, the Winston Churchill movie that all of my friends, writer friends, have not seen because they can't handle that type of leadership, I guess. But anywho, Gary Oldman is tremendous. Slow Horses, and I believe it's on Apple TV. Yes, I think, not Paramount. Next question, Craigers. Do you have more shoes or more eyeglasses? Way more shoes than eyeglasses. I probably have 10 to 12 eyeglasses, different brands, but I have way too many shoes. I love loafers. I love Cordovan loafers. That's a type of burgundy. And I have a lot of shoes, Allen Edmonds, Prada, Johnston & Murphy. What else do I have? Giorgio Armani. I have a really nice pair of loafers still from the old Late Late Show that are holding up very well. And I have wingtips. I rarely wear them. I just like loafers. Slide them on. Don't have to bend down and tie the shoelaces. Craigers is 6'5". He's got a kind of a stiff back. Years of dunking, landing hard, et cetera, et cetera. So way more shoes. And I always say that's one of the reasons I love taking road trips, because I can pack as many loafers as I want in my trunk as I go up to Cambria, Morro Bay, Carmel by the Sea, San Francisco. Make this year your most awesome yet with a box of awesome from Bespoke Post every month. The box of awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands around the world. Let us see what I got this month. Oh, the American barbecue rub in the carnivore box is made by the Great American Spice Company in Rockford, Michigan. I love to put barbecue rub on my pork chops and my beef ribs. It's how I live, ladies and gentlemen. I also got a hot sauce made right here in California. Hot sauces are an adventure, but I love to dip my ribs in the sauce for a jolt of excitement. And I now cut my pork chops and ribs with my new knife from Bare Bones from Salt Lake City. Oh, yeah. Whether you want to drink and eat more awesome, dress and travel more awesome, or explore more awesome, Box of Awesome has you covered this year. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome for you. It's free to join, and they release new items every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you'll have access to stellar discounts across a plethora of products, and we're talking 30% off or more. Plus, with each box of awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your box of awesome is from small up-and-coming brands. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code Kilborn at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code Kilborn, for a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment. Boxofawesome.com, code Kilborn. Proud of you. Next question. Love your slender frame. What are some of your diet tips? Well, I avoid carbs. I've done that for most of my adult life, starting in my 30s. That's why I'm so thin. I eat egg whites often. I eat blueberries with almond butter. with yogurt. Sometimes it's no yogurt. Sometimes it's just almond butter and blueberries. I love walnuts. I eat a lot of chicken and salmon. Now, as far as the gluten-free, occasionally when I go to a restaurant, you can't help with the bread and butter. But I always, I'll have rice. I'll have gluten-free pasta. I know that bothers some people. I'll have gluten-free pizza, and that bothers people. But the other thing is I don't eat until 11 a.m., sometimes longer, a little intermittent fasting. Rarely eat after 6 p.m., and walking is my savior. I try to walk as much as I can. I try to walk at least 3 miles a day. I'm right around there. I love it when I go 4 to 5, shower, relax, watch a movie, something about Turner Classic. Just rewatched the end of Vertigo the other day. Made me so happy. Shot in San Francisco. Bernard Herrmann soundtrack. Again, I do these solo pods. They're fairly brief. They're fairly brief. Some people want them to be longer. I'm a busy guy. I got a lot of things going on. I'm recording this early Saturday morning, and I'm going to be going somewhere. Yeah, I can say because it's already happened. I'm going to go to the farmer's market on 3rd and Fairfax, meet an old friend for coffee. I'm a giver. I want to finish up with kind of a fun story. I hope it translates, but I went to Timberwolves practice in Los Angeles the other day. They were in town to play the Clippers and the Lakers, and they had practice. And I know people in the organization, and they let me come by practice. And I'm fortunate to know the head coach, Chris Finch, who I think is doing the best job he's ever done. He's a very good coach, but he's really coaching his ass off this year along with the entire staff. And my favorite moment was a terrible loss at home to the Charlotte Hornets when Karl-Anthony Towns scored over 60 and he was kind of chasing 70. And we had this big lead and then it evaporated. And after the game, the head coach, Chris Finch, said that was a disgusting performance. And that made me very happy because everyone loves Finchy. That's what they call him, Finchy. Players love him. He loves the players, but they need to be disciplined and they need to be coached. And he was telling it like it is. And it made me happy that he said that was disgusting. So I've gotten to know Finchy. Very nice guy, great coach, great sense of humor, very down to earth. So I go to Timberwolves practice mainly just so I can shoot the breeze with him. So after practice, he comes over and we're chatting. I do a few jokes as the players are shooting around. I said, Coach, can I go over to slow-mo for a second, try to get that hitch out of his shot? Because slow-mo has a hitch. Some other jokes. And then Finchy says to me, hey, have you ever met Ant? Which is Anthony Edwards. And I said, no. And then I said something that I find very entertaining. I said, before you brought him over, I said, listen, I heard this story that when Joe DiMaggio was at the end of his life, whenever he got introduced, he would say, this was in the last 10 years or maybe even longer, Joe DiMaggio would insist on an introduction. You have to introduce me as the greatest living Yankee, Joe DiMaggio. So I tell this to Finchy, and he says, how do you want me to introduce you to Anthony Edwards? So it's already very silly now. It's just silly. And I said, well, you know, I did late night, and I was known as the natural host, you know, whatever. So Ant comes over. I shake his hand. He has a big smile on his face because Coach had called him over. And Finchy says, this is Craig Kilborn, and he was one of the original SportsCenter anchors on ESPN, which is a great intro. And as he finishes saying that, I look at Ant and I said, I'm a legend. And Ant laughs. Ah. Then we take a picture. And he says, nice to meet you, sir. And I said, you don't have to call me sir. I also said, keep working on your game. Try not to turn it over too much, blah, blah, blah. But it was very funny for me because Finchy has a million things on his mind. He's got all these personalities on the team. Tough travel schedule. And as he's having Ant come over, we're talking about, Craig, how do you want to be introduced? So it got me thinking, and I might do this. I might do this on the Instagram, the iconic Instagram. I might ask kind of like maybe, I don't know if it's 30 words or less, write it down, have it in my pocket, how I have to be introduced. Late night host, natural host, retired early, now wears ascots and eats cheese. Something like that might be the way to go. Timberwolves pride, playoffs are coming up. Vikings are moving up in the draft, we hope. We'll see what happens. Life is good. I hope you enjoy the hair. This is straight out of bed, full, thick. It's actually not thick. It's very fine hair. Some good guests coming up. Maggie Lawson, the martini drinker on occasion. Beautiful actress. I believe Rich Eisen, he's going to be on. Barstool Big Cat. Part of it is me reaching out to them because they said they would do it. And I just, my schedule gets so busy with the naps and the basking. So most of my life is napping and basking in the club chair, napping either in the den or in the master bedroom. That's our show. I'll see you next time. Remember, young people, I'm proud of you.